My friend, I trust that you're having a wonderful Lord's Day and that you would be in fellowship with other believers on this day, pressing closer to that great God, our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ. I like the words of Casey Treat, who said that God so loved all people that he sent Jesus to save us from spiritual death. Spiritual death would be a tragedy if there was not a remedy, but he gave us salvation. He gave us a Savior. And what's his name? Of course, it's Jesus. And the reason Jesus is our King and our Lord and the one we serve is because he saved us from that spiritual death. Whoever believes in Jesus won't die. They'll have everlasting life. Whoever believes in Jesus will be set free from the spiritual death that all mankind is subject to. We're born again. We become new people with new life, and we'll share that life for eternity with the Father. And my friends, the words that come right from the Apostle Paul in Romans 10, 9 and 10 and verse 13, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I'm going to continue in a moment, but I want you to catch that. That's a promise from God. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, consider the words of Jesus when he said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And Nicodemus, the religious leader of his day, said, "Well, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" And Jesus said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." My friend, as we go to prayer, consider the beautiful word picture that Jesus gives us in John 10:9. "I am the door," he would say. "If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." Heavenly Father, I pray for my friend listening in right now. I know that there are many people, thousands of people that call in on a monthly basis, and I'm grateful for that. I'm thankful that your word changes lives, changes hearts. It's changed me. And I pray that for my friend listening in right now that your word has changed him, has changed her. But if there be one on the line today, Lord, listening in, one viewing by computer, and that this would be the day of salvation if they do not know for sure that his or her name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. May we remember the words. Jesus said, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." Lord, that is your promise, that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We thank you for that promise, and we yield our lives to you in Jesus' blessed name. Amen.